The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Another day in paradise. We're here to make Mondays great. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story right now, we're going to talk to the First Lady of Florida. Good morning, Casey DeSantis. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. I got three kids out the door this morning to school with no incident, so it's a good morning.
Wow, now you can actually breathe for a minute. And I know, because I helped to raise three, and that's a handful. But I know we're going to talk about a couple amendments, and this is what I got to tell you. I was all over the place in it. You've got some Leos, some law enforcement saying yes, some saying no. We're talking about Amendment 3 in the weed. But former President Trump say yes. Your husband, who I respect greatly, says no. Back and forth. I guess for me, the big takeaway was I just want to be kind of free from the government involvement, which would go along with the free Florida and this freedom that we have that, you know, your husband speaks of. So what's your take on Amendment 3?
Yeah, for sure. So this really isn't about freedom, and I can get to that in a second. This is about one company using our Constitution to guarantee themselves revenue in perpetuity. What they couldn't do through the legislature, they're trying to hijack our constitutional system to be able to give themselves market share. This is a company who spent more than $100 million to get onto the ballot, not because they believe about what's good for the state or they believe in about freedom, and I'll get to that, or they believe in the well-being of families or children. They want to be able to make a buck. You're not going to invest $100 million in something out of the goodness of your heart. So they say, okay, this is about freedom. Well, when they wrote this constitutional amendment, they said in it, you can only buy their product. So if this is about freedom, why can't you grow it at your house? Well, that's illegal. And by the way, this is particularly egregious, and it's not going to be in the ballot summary. You actually have to go and read the constitutional text. They give themselves liability protections in every part of the process. Cultivation, distribution, everything in between. If you use their product, which is constitutionally required in this amendment, let's say you get sick or have a seizure, it's tainted, or you get hit by one of their trucks, they have given themselves blanket immunity for protections from being sued civilly. So that's problematic. But what about the freedom of the people who don't want this marijuana smoke in their face? Under this constitutional amendment, there is no limit on public use. So you're sitting out at a game with your children, you're watching a baseball game or Little League, or you're at a park or you're at a pool or the beach or a restaurant or whatever, coffee out on a sidewalk. The law enforcement would not be allowed to do anything to prohibit it because it is a constitutional right. And the legislature, as people will say, well, can't the legislature just come in and do something? No. The legislature is rendered powerless to be able to correct it. And then what about the safety argument, right? They say, oh, this is safe. We'll do it because it's regulated. What happens, and this has happened everywhere it's been tried, look at all of these different states, talk to the people who are fleeing places like Colorado and New York and California and coming here. It leads inevitably to a black market because you're taxing a product, it becomes regulated, it becomes more expensive, and the black market comes in underneath and just undercuts all of that. And if you think that people in the black market care about cleanliness and safety, you've got another thing coming. So of course this stuff is going to get tainted with fentanyl. Of course it's going to be problematic. And then they say about revenue, oh, we're going to generate a lot of revenue. Nowhere in the text of this constitutional amendment does it say anything about raising any money for education and law enforcement. And you invoked law enforcement in the beginning. Overwhelming number of sheriffs and police officers across this state are saying absolutely no. But this is also, too, about precedent. If you allow one company to essentially buy market share in perpetuity, what's next? This isn't about your well-being. And look at all the people that have fled all of these states to come here. I haven't even talked about the kids. As a mother of a 8, 6, and 4-year-old, going into it, as the governor says, always eyed wise open is important, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, where has this been done where it's been beneficial for our kids? It hasn't. The data's clear, leads to schizophrenia, psychosis, these gummies that they consume. California had a 445% increase to the poison control hotline for marijuana-related incidents because this stuff becomes more prevalent in society. So it's extremely problematic.
shouldn't the legislature kind of had this off at the pass? If they would have dealt with it and said, look, you can grow your own at home in small quantities, you can't smoke it in public, they could have put it all together. But I think they lack some kind of courage and conviction in that area. This should have never been on the ballot.
Well, you say, like, you know, the freedom argument, and that's a fair one. And again, this constitutional amendment doesn't allow in any way anybody to cultivate this at their house. It is illegal. But currently, we have a regulated medical marijuana industry up and running in the state of Florida. We have about 900,000 people who have medical marijuana cards. I have not heard of anybody who complains about not being able to get one of those cards, but it's regulated, right? And there's also not this blanket public use portion in there. So you don't have to have your rights being infringed by somebody blowing marijuana smoke in your face or having it around your kids. So Florida has obviously marijuana now. I mean, you can drive down the street, you can see the number of products and storefronts that are selling it. So we have it. It is available for those who want it. But to do this is about corporate greed. To do this would be also to inviting people from all over the country to come here, because if you look at the Southeast, you see that there are no recreational marijuana constitutional amendments or any legislation within those states. So people would be coming here. So theoretically, you're sitting on the beach with your family and enjoying it, and somebody comes and lights up and smokes next to you. They're probably not even from the state of Florida, but they'll be coming here. And then you talk about the revenue, right? Well, what about all of the increased problems that we see as a result of this from people fleeing California? Like, I don't want a California, my Florida, but look at the increased cost of services. Look at the other problems that we're seeing with our kids. So overall, bad policy, bad way of going about this, poorly written amendment, never should have been on the ballot, because again, when you're looking at that summary on the ballot, it is not a representation of what the actual text of the constitutional amendment says.
And I appreciate that. But before we run out of time, let me get your take on Amendment 4.
Yes. Also one extremely problematic for the state of Florida. Vote no on 4 and 3. This would be the most extreme constitutional amendment as it pertains to abortion, certainly in the country, but around the world, probably on par with 9 countries like China. It's very vague in their definition. There are no definitions. It's very vague, no definitions. So it would, in essence, do 3 things. One, allow abortion up until the moment of birth, because they say viability, but they don't define what that means. They take the physician out of the equation, because people will say, well, this should be a conversation between a woman and her physician. But in this, it says, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. So with no definition, what does that mean? A provider can be a tech, can be a receptionist. So you're literally taking the doctor out of the equation in a constitutional amendment, again, that cannot be undone by the legislature. And then this is the third part that is particularly egregious. They say change the legislator's constitutional. It does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification. That is a sleight of hand. They are taking away consent of parents and putting in notification. This would be the only procedure undergone by a minor in the state of Florida that would not require parental consent. Heck, you can't even give my kid a Tylenol without them calling. Then they're going to be getting an abortion up until the moment of birth by a provider, not a doctor, and not giving the parents the ability to be able to be a part of this discourse. I mean, it is extremely radical. It is extremely extreme. No definitions, very vague. And so these two are problematic for the state of Florida. That's why I implore everybody who is listening, do your research. As the governor says, go in eyes wide open, vote no on 3 and 4.
Well, First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, you got it all out there, and we appreciate your time. And you got rid of the kids. I thought you could breathe, but now you can breathe.
It's always nice to talk to somebody older than the age of 5. I'm not going to lie. Thanks for having me.
Hey, and you take care. We appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.